Okay, moving along. Agenda item number 15.
It can be 15 if you want. Yeah.
14. I have an old agenda. Thank you. Pertaining to license fees in the commercial fisheries.
Well, I usually stand before you with fisheries items as a fishery person that has some expertise in the area. And, this is a horse of a different color, really. This is has to do with fundings and budgets. You know, for better or worse, what you usually have before you in an eval announce and our MIS IT folks. So with that, I would like to say that, you know, I may need to defer to the commissioner with at least some of the questions. This is a public hearing, so I'll go through a background's an issue and attempt to walk you through the draft regulation as we have it. State agencies have been instructed to prepare for a 7.5% reduction in their general funds for the 2018 fiscal year budget, and that begins on July 1st, 2017. For this agency, that means a budget cut of $936,979. In order to meet the agency's core responsibilities, something which all state agencies are, you know, required to do, that would require us to generate additional revenue. What you have before you are some proposed fee increases for commercial licenses and permits, and these haven't been increased since 2006. It's projected that these fee increases would generate nearly $245,000. To note that the current budget language prohibits the commission from considering an increase in recreational licenses at this time. So those recreational licenses are also part of this regulation. You'll see them in the later sections, and you'll see that they are not being amended at this time. Just for some background, the code authorizes the commission to be able to increase fees for title fisheries licenses and permits not more frequently than every 3 years. As I said, the last time the commission has raised these was in 2006. Any fee increase should be capped at $5 or a percentage equal to the change in the consumer price index calculated from the time the fee was last adjusted, whichever is greater. So you have before you a regulation. Within that long list of fees and licenses, we are proposing 89 increases. 70 of those have not been increased since 2006. 35 of those are capped at the $5 limit. We're talking about roughly a little over 3,000 unique individuals purchasing licenses. Some of those individuals purchase a great many licenses for certain gear types, as Mr. Franz can attest. If it was gill nets or crab traps, you have to have a license for each of those licenses. So we have some individuals buying literally dozens of licenses, even for a single gear type. So this is going to affect individuals differently. I noted that this is a public hearing. You all should have in your packet a letter from Delegate Ransom. Other than that letter, staff has received no other written public comment, and to my knowledge, only one call that wasn't necessarily pro or against this regulation, the proposed increases. It was just questions regarding these.
Are there questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Cimino, I'm wondering what other alternatives were examined at the commission.
You see, this is why I gave a disclaimer at the beginning of this. This is why
I'll defer the question to whomever is the appropriate person. You might be two to my right.
Well, let me take a shot at this here. looking at a budget reduction of 7.5% to our general funds is rounding up by $21 is $937,000. This is significant. It's not insignificant. And this isn't the first budget cut in recent years. It's the ninth out of the last 10 years. So we have, sadly to say, on staff lots of expertise in budget cutting. So we knew what our dollar figure was going to be. We don't know exactly what programs and or other reductions the governor is going to require in his budget. That will be unveiled on Friday. I know that any number of people in Richmond are working on this. I know that we had some basic concepts that we looked at here, which is staffing levels versus a fee increase of $245,000 that would raise $245,000 in new revenue. No one likes fee increases, but at its very core, the budget choices being handed down here would require leaving four Virginia Marine Police positions plus open, in addition to the five that currently are vacant due to insufficient funds. And discussing this with staff, felt that in order to meet our core responsibilities to protect our fisheries and the boating public, carrying a vacancy rate of nine police officer positions was untenable. And I and staff felt that a increase in the commercial license fees is warranted for the first time in 12 years. No one likes this. This is a significant decision. This impacts any number of people. But the fact of the matter is it's either reduced enforcement for oyster poaching, reduced enforcement for boating safety, or this. At the core, that's what it came down to. Mr. Erskine.
Yep. So if I can ask a follow-up, I think you had mentioned that, you know, the governor's budget is going to come out and kind of the shortfall may, in fact, change depending on what the revenues are. So is it premature to discuss this and approve a license increase now as opposed to maybe a month from now? And I ask that because I know I don't think the increase will go into effect until December 1st next year.
That's true. The increase wouldn't go into effect until December 1st of 2017. I think a year to prepare for this additional increase is a fair thing to do to the commercial fishery. From a purely logistical standpoint here, the governor's proposed budget and all the discussions that we've had with the Department of Planning and Budget, that they need an assurance now that this will be a way to meet our budget reduction. They are not going to take a check in the mail. They're not going to say, well, we'll let all this slide for now and see whether or not your board raises this later. They want to know that this is done before the budget is proposed, because if we do not increase this, what they will do as a result is then vacate out four Marine Police positions to make up for this money that's not going to be gained. Do you see what I mean?
I see where you go. I have another question, but I'll wait.
Are there other questions? Mr. Neal?
I can make comments on this. This is very similar to the Lynn Haven Oyster thing. I know more about the state finances than I ever wanted to know, and I wish I didn't know. The majority of this 7.5% is actually coming from the recreational fund, is where it's coming from. The first thought was to raise recreational license fee, and that was where we were headed, and we found the budget language that from the last increase, when they rolled it back, they put language in there that said we can't increase it again. And so that's actually being worked on now to get rid of that language. But at the last, I guess we had 4%, followed by 3.5%. The 4% is actually in the 2017 budget. And so we just had about 400, it was a little under $400,000 taken from the recreational fishing fund. A couple $100,000 cash, the FIP call-in program was canceled, that money was taken. And there were some other monitoring money that we used. And so the majority of this is actually coming from the recreational sector. And there's going to be more coming from the recreational sector that we're going to find out
Friday,
which you know that I've already been yelling about,
yep.
kind of thing. And so we've made our big threat. Now we're working on actually trying to get the money for this agency. And so to make more recreational anglers mad at me, all of the ones I've talked to are much more supportive of raising our license fees than we are of losing services. And so, you know, I fully expect that we're going to be seeing recreational license fees increases. What, the summer would be the earliest we could do it. I guess whenever the budget stuff gets, the language gets changed, and that's being worked on right now. So anyway, this sucks. You know, it flat stinks. The delegate who wrote that letter, she's got power to do something about it. And it was done the last time the recreation license fees were increased. The General Assembly rolled it back. And so they came up with the money elsewhere. And so the General Assembly can do that. But as John has pointed out to me, and the Secretary of Natural Resources has pointed out to me, that they have to come up with, on paper, this money. Or the other option is unemployment. And so,
as a
follow-up, Mr. Erskine,
I don't agree with going the route of unemployment, and I don't agree with raising necessarily the licenses on the commercial fishery or the recreational fishery. A number of, like I think the commissioner said, nine of the last 10 years were budget cuts. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have come out of the oyster replenishment fund in the past. And I think this may point to somewhat of a, and I would not suggest that we have more meetings, but maybe there's some kind of committee that gets together with staff, with this board, with the Commercial Fishery Advisory Board, with the Recreational Fishery Advisory Board, to avoid possibly going through these license fee increases. And I guess where I'm going with this is, and Mr. Watkinson might be able to answer my question. We have royalties that are assessed on commercial projects for encroachment on subaqueous ground, but to my knowledge, we don't have royalties assessed on private encroachment over subaqueous ground for piers, bulkheads, what have you. Permit fee, yes, but do we...
The code specifies permit fees of $25 and $100 depending on the cost of the project. $10,000 being the cutoff point. If it's under $10, it's $25. If it's over $10,000 project cost, it's $100. The commission has never assessed a royalty for private residential use of an encroachment, a pier. We have assessed royalties for fill, for bulkheads, and over submerged lands. And that is, to some extent, based on advice from past attorney general's opinions related to the authority to assess royalties. And it should be for commercial as opposed to residential or private uses of submerged lands, with the understanding that an individual has some statutory right to build a pier. And so we haven't applied royalties for any of that.
And
Ms. Erskine.
I appreciate the explanation. And I think the commercial and the recreational fishery, they give back to the Commonwealth. When they're out there fishing, they're providing revenue for the Commonwealth, whether purchasing ice, fuel, bait, whether the natural resources are being harvested for the benefit of the Commonwealth. I think when a private individual builds a pier, it takes up subaqueous ground, and that's permanently removed, much like the commercial pier that would be put down. So I think there are some things that we should look at, and quite honestly, this occurs in the oyster industry as well. Some of those permit fees need to go up. You know, an oyster application fee of $25 is not correct. in my opinion. And frankly, a permit fee of $25 for a private pier that's $10,000 or less should go up as well. So anyways, I digress, but I think...
Mr. Erskine, I agree with you completely, and a lot of those fees are established and are hardwired in code, and only the General Assembly can change those.
Correct.
More than welcome to support any other initiative to change those with the General Assembly. Unfortunately, here and now is what we're looking at.
I understand. I was more on a soapbox there for a minute, but yeah.
And I appreciate that. Mrs. Kell?
Even though the calls were not received here by this office, I did receive several calls and visits. And that was also a question that I was asked, is other avenues and specifically fees for dock building applications and or permits. That was a question I couldn't answer.
Well, I can answer that. And in fact, Tony will back me up because he was with me up in the General Assembly several years ago here. We had a bill that would have adjusted the application fees for private residential piers, where it would have been an application fee in addition to a permit fee. And these particular fees hardwired into the code hadn't been changed since the early 1970s. The bill actually made it through the Senate Appropriations Committee and the Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, and it died on the Senate floor. Changing a fee that's hardwired into the Code of Virginia here takes Herculean efforts and a whole lot of luck. We tried. It would never have gotten out of the House even if it made it over there, but be that as it may. So I guess my point to everyone here is we're not in this position because we haven't tried everything else. We have tried everything else. We cannot raise the recreational license fee because budget language installed in 2014. That budget language needs to go away. We can't change these other fees that are in the domain of the Habitat Management Division because they're hardwired into the code, and the Virginia General Assembly is extremely reluctant to change them, even if the last time they were changed was when Richard Nixon was president. Which leads us to where we are now.
And it brings me back to my point that the delegate and her colleagues have the ability to alleviate the situation by doing some of these things they've been very resistant to do. And it's kind of like some of the things that AJ I've already written down, and the discussions that I've been having are exactly what he said. And so, you know, I can tell you the recreational community is saying the same kind of things, is that we want this agency funded. And we think there's other ways that should and long should have been done to fund this agency. But you're right. Right now we're dealing with this.
Reluctantly and with great regret. Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, the only comments I've heard is that for recreational folks, they want to keep the recreational stuff going, you know, the things that we're talking about perhaps cutting out. But for all this commercial stuff, I haven't heard a peep. Seems to me very modest, you know, these increases in fees, particularly given that these people are using the resource for their own enrichment. So I'm kind of surprised we aren't doing a little more on most of these, to be honest with you.
This is the maximum allowed under the Code of Virginia, which specifies that fee increases for commercial recreational fisheries can only occur every 3 years and to a maximum level of $5 or to match the increase in the consumer price index from when the fee was last raised. Some of these fees have a bump to them in the oyster fishery, but that's because they had not been adjusted since the 1990s or even as far back as 1979. So a consumer price index adjustment for inflation since 1979 may yield a few extra bucks. Mr. Ballard.
I'm fine with the fee increase. My one request, and this is just a comment, I'm not asking for it in any kind of motion, but if we can do something to make it easier to understand what fees are required. I'm thinking a website update or something. But half the people I talk to don't know what licenses they're supposed to get. I know we looked at numbers of some of the licenses, and I have more people working for my company than I think had purchased clam harvester licenses in the entire state. So something's off, and there needs to be some sort of user-friendly and clear way to understand without having to read one of these pieces of paper on the internet of here's what you need if this is what you do. And I just think we need to work towards streamlining that, and maybe we can get more revenue by having more compliance.
Yeah, agreed.
Dr. Barth, would you be willing to take on a project of that magnitude? Well, I believe in open government and open records here, and if there's a way we can do something to simplify this and clarify this for folks, I think Mr. Ballard's absolutely right, so let's continue with that. Thank you, Dr. Barth. I would summon Dr. Lahm in here, but only because I wanted to say doctor. We have PhDs on the staff, right, yes. Dr. Weston? Oh, he's not here either. So, public hearing has been closed and opened and closed, and matters before the commission for more discussion and maybe some action.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Is there further discussion?
I'd just like to make a comment that these fees here that we're looking at, if you compare them to other jurisdictions on the Bay, are relatively inexpensive compared to some places.
Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
Good observation. Thank you, Mr. Francis. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. I thank you all.